No matter what you want to say, there are always multiple ways to say it. Adam Jaco de Buono offers plenty of ammunition for that in his new book. It's called The Wonder of Whiffling and Other Extraordinary Words in the English Language. And Adam, before we get to anything else, you have to tell me, what is whiffling and what's so wonderful about it?
Well, the book's called The Wonder of Whiffling because whiffling has 10 to 15 different meanings. Anything from prevaricating to the way geese descend aerodynamically to being drunk in Woodhouse language and so on.
Okay, so whiffling is kind of this odd word that describes many different things, but tell us what it represents in terms of the rest of your book. In other words, what is the book, The Wonder of Whiffling, all about?
Essentially, it's about the glory of vocabulary, how inventive it is, the English vocabulary, everything from Anglo-Saxon to trailer park slang.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm looking at it from three angles, really. I'm looking at it from the origins, you know, words like butterprint, a Tudor Stuart word for a child bearing the stamp of its parents' likeness.
Butterprint. Mm-hmm.
Right through to contemporary words like cuddle puddle, New York slang for a heap of exhausted ravers. Or I'd look at it from the formalized, as in words that are recorded in the Greater Oxford English Dictionaries. Words like shot clog, meaning an unwelcome drinking companion, only tolerated because he pays for the drinks.
Aha, I know a few
right
of those.
Through to all the slang of the First World War, with words like posy waller, which is a man inordinately fond of jam.
That's a good one.
I also wanted to look at words that weren't formalised. So jargon, I looked a lot at office jargon. I loved, for example, headless nail, meaning a worker who once employed, however unsuitable he proved, was impossible to remove.
Are you at all interested in the etymology of these words that piqued your curiosity?
I am very interested in etymology only where they demonstrate that the word has come on quite a journey from its original meaning. So I like, for example, mawkish, which originally in the 17th century meant from a maggot, or muddle at the same time also meant just to wallow in mud.
Well, here's the phrase that I'm sure the etymology is much more recent. Jing Zhong, which is a Zimbabwean slang meaning merchandise made in Asia. Any sense of how recent that developed?
Well, that's very recent, I think sort of in the last 5 years or so. But I also went to New Zealand, where they have tin kettling, which is a sort of housewarming custom whereby newlywed couples were welcomed by friends, banging on kerosene tins until provided with refreshments. I thought that was a lovely notion. And in Canada, in Newfoundland, Angishaw, for example, is a man regarded as too lazy to fish.
And then also from Jamaica, baby fathers, which is basically deadbeat dads, but it kind of has an echo of the current baby mama, which is a mother who isn't married, but it also has lots of other meanings. You've got a lot of great stuff from Jamaica. There's wag at the wall, and my favorite, bend down plaza.
Yeah,
what is a bend down plaza?
Well, it's a row of roadside peddlers specializing in items that are hard to get in shops because of import restrictions.
Right, so you pull your car up to the peddler stop and you get out and you
yes.
bend down.
It's very inventive Jamaican English.
Well, at the risk of going on further with more words, we'll end on one. Palilalia, from 1908, a speech disorder characterized by the repetition of words, phrases, or sentences. Is that a good one to go out on?
That's a great one.
Adam Jaco de Buono's new book, The Wonder of Whiffling and Other Extraordinary Words in the English Language. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks so much.
There's more from Adam Jaco de Buono in our weekly language podcast, The World in Words. He tells us the word for prematurely aged through drink and a dissolute life, and many more. Just go to theworld.org/language.